Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us today. You know, one of the great pleasures that we have here at Exit Coach Radio is the ability to interview people that are making a difference in our communities, both locally and nationally. And we're going to talk today with Melissa Beck. She is the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Orange County and the Inland Empire, which is a nonprofit that makes professionally supported one-to-one matches between mentors and youth facing adversity. And Melissa's going to discuss corporate philanthropy, the nonprofit's exciting partnerships with Angels player Mike Trout, and how business owners can create a legacy in their communities with an endowment gift. So Melissa, it's such a pleasure to have you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so very much.
Melissa, tell us a little bit about your path and help us to get to know you a little bit better. How did you get started in the world of nonprofits, and when did you become the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Orange County and Inland Empire?
I've been with the organization about 3.5 years, and that is the same length of the extent of my nonprofit career, actually. My background's in finance and accounting, and through that, I started a program for kids, just teaching financial literacy, business skills to kind of underserved students who maybe are not getting that at home. And it exposed them to college. They met, top-level CEOs in the county, you know, from the CEO of Taco Bell and PIMCO and lots of really wonderful organizations we have here in our backyard. And through that, I really became passionate about kind of socioeconomic change and how we can really change the trajectory for these kids and then every generation that follows. And kind of just through that path, I have my MBA and kind of stumbled upon Big Brothers Big Sisters. And they were kind of looking at the time for a COO to come in and take their program operationally to the next level. I came in and did that for the first 8 months before I was asked to step into the CEO role, and I've been here ever since.
Well, congratulations. What a wonderful change in your life. How long have you, I mean, wow, right? So how many people are involved in Big Brothers and Big Sisters here in the area?
Yeah, so we served a little over 3,000 kids last year, which means that we have 3,000 mentors. The secret sauce to our program is that it's one-to-one. So every child has their own individual mentor. They get together 2 to 4 times a month for at minimum of a year, and they're there really to just expose them to a different path in life, different future possibilities. But yeah, we served 3,059 exactly kids last year. And that's one of the things I love most is that means that there's over 3,000 people kind of walking around Orange County and the Inland Empire who have made this commitment to a child that they didn't know before they came through our doors, but decided that they were worth their time and worth investing in.
That's incredible. That's a large number. And now compare that with the numbers, say, 10 years ago. How much has that grown over the last many years?
Well, I can tell you that we have grown 50% in the last 3 years since I've been on board. Probably we've doubled in the last 10. And we plan on doing that again. So we will add another 50% over the next 3 years and then beyond that. So our goal is to be at 4,000 by the beginning of 2019.
That's incredible. That's really what a tremendous effort, and that's fantastic. Now tell us a little bit about corporate philanthropy. What is it and why is it important for people to get involved with corporate philanthropy?
Yeah, well, we've done a lot of studies that show that it's really a valuable tool for business owners looking to kind of increase their internal brand equity as well as externally. Obviously, you know, there's some external goodwill that's generated when you've sponsored a program and you can put your logo on it or vice versa. You know, we work with them to promote their goodwill and that they're investing maybe financially in one of the programs that we have or sponsoring kids. But then also we have a lot of corporate philanthropy programs where the company sponsors their employees volunteering as mentors. And we've found that productivity increases, that their own that loyalty to the company because they have a much higher sense that their company is doing good. And especially with millennials, which 60% of our volunteers are millennials, they want to work somewhere that they can feel good about and that gives back to their community. And because we're a consistent volunteer opportunity, you know, you're getting together with your mentee a few times a month for a year, that brand equity builds over time. And kind of it's other than the kind of one and done, we volunteered today and now we feel good, but maybe in 2 weeks it kind of wanes. With Big Brothers Big Sisters, it's a constant reminder of the impact you're making. And if an employee is making an impact, you see that at work. And so we've really worked with businesses to do that well. And it kind of builds a legacy for that business owner as well, that they believe in giving back to their community, that they want to bring up a future generation that believes in giving back to their community and make the place where we live even better.
So it makes customers and consumers feel better about the businesses that they're doing business with, but also, like you say, it's helping employees to come around a cause together and build teamwork and camaraderie and really do some good in the community. This is something that's going to impact lives, and it's demonstrated. I would imagine, I could just picture groups of youngsters coming into a business and the business being proud of all the people that have helped mentor children in that. You can really build a tremendous program and impact some lives with this type of a program. So it's fantastic. How do companies and business owners get involved with Big Brothers and Big Sisters?
Well, they just need to reach out to our office. It's that easy. Our website's ocbigs.org, and they can inquire online. They can call me or any of the other executives listed. We have a corporate workplace mentoring program where specifically we bring kids from a local high school who are in need of a role model to your office once a month, and it's kind of during company time, like 4:30 to 6 p.m., and it's facilitated by our staff. There's a curriculum involved, and you spend time with this high school student helping them kind of plot out their future and shape what's going on and talk through any struggles they're having at school or questions they have about college or working. We have that in over a dozen different companies here in Orange County. It's a really wonderful program. The retention has, we have a few that have been doing this now for 4 years. They're going to graduate. They're high school students, and those relationships are going to last forever. And these students are forever impacted by this person. And most of the time, they have no idea about these jobs that their mentors have. They've never been to any of these beautiful corporate offices that we have sprinkled all over the area. And the first time, they're deer in headlights, and there's a lot of trepidation. And then a few weeks later, they walk in like they are the CEO, and they are confident that one day they're going to work there, and they know the steps that it now takes to get there. And their futures are changed because of that. When you now have a dream that's bigger, you're going to have a much better chance of achieving that than never even knowing it existed in the first place.
Well, and you mentioned that 60% of your volunteers for mentors are millennials, who are also probably in the classification of parent in training. But
yes.
When they come in, are they like deer in headlights? Are they saying, I don't know what to do? And I'm, of course, tell us, how do you help them get ideas and training for what do we do? You know, what do we do as a mentor?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, we hear from a lot of our millennial volunteers, you know, I'm not ready to be a parent, and that's not what the program is. You know, you really are a buddy. You're really just a big brother or a big sister that this person can confide in. But we do a lot of training. So every volunteer has to go through two different trainings to be a mentor in our program. And then every single match has a support person who's a full-time employee here at the agency that is dedicated to giving you feedback, answering your questions, guiding you along the way. Because, of course, you know, these are brand new relationships, just like any new friendship or, you know, any new girlfriend or boyfriend or anything like that. It takes time to grow and build, and the first little bit can be a little awkward, but we're here to support you in that and kind of get you through that hurdle. And then, you know, after you get to know each other a little bit and hang out a few times, it really opens up and becomes a really wonderful friendship. We do a lot of work on the front end to make sure that we're pairing people in a thoughtful way based on personality and commonality and interests, so that you are being matched with a child who is probably a lot like you. It's a lot easier that way. We all tend to gravitate towards people like ourselves. And if we can put in that work on the front end, it just helps these matches last longer on the back end.
So I'm talking with Melissa Beck, the CEO of Big Brothers Big Sisters of Orange County in the Inland Empire. And, you know, if you just joined us, one of the things we're hearing is that this is not something you need to be afraid of to become a mentor. This is a great opportunity for your business. All you have to do is go to OCBIGS.org and get in touch with them, and they'll help you figure it all out. So let's talk about for a second, Melissa, how can an endowment gift impact the community, and not just today, but for years, if not decades to come, while helping to increase the brand value of a company in the near term?
Yeah, well, you know, we have about 3,000 kids that we're serving, but I currently have over 600 in the process who have raised their hand. These are kids that say, I want to change my future. You know, a lot of the kids in our program, their parents didn't graduate high school. There's only so many opportunities that they've been exposed to. But they're raising their hand and they're saying, I'm motivated. I just need a little bit of help. And I'm currently unable to keep up with demand, both in the number of volunteers that come through our doors as well as the funding to safely match and support, like we just talked about, these relationships. And so endowment gifts can kind of ensure that I'm able to serve X amount of kids for their lifetime. The majority of our matches last well beyond 1 year. We just graduated a group of 18-year-olds that 99% of them graduated on time from high school, even though 60% of our kids have parents that didn't. And the average amount of time that they were together was 5.5 years. It costs us about $1,500 a year to support a match. So a $1,500 investment ensures that after a year in our program, you're 75% more likely to get a bachelor's degree. So we think that there's a very strong ROI there.
Wow.
The Boston Consulting Group did a study and found that for every dollar invested in Big Brothers Big Sisters returns $18 to the community in saved incarceration and saved social welfare. An endowment gift can ensure that we're able to serve 10 or 100 kids throughout the time that they're in our program. And that's really important because when a kid comes through our door, we want to support them as long as we possibly can. And we're even thinking about taking that beyond 18. None of us are really self-sufficient at 18. Maybe a couple generations ago that was possible. But we want to ensure that every kid in our program is self-sufficient and has a living wage job. And so that goes a little beyond that. But that's what an endowment gift can do.
So worthwhile and such an easy way to get involved with your pocketbook. But, of course, you need, as you said, you have volunteers that need and kids that need placement. So they need to find each other. They need help. and that doesn't happen without some financial support. So let's talk about the Hit It Big with Mike Trout campaign. What is that, and how does it work?
So we've had a wonderful, long-standing relationship with the Angels. They're an incredibly philanthropic organization. Interestingly, Artie Moreno was a Big Brother right out of college, as is their current chairman, Dennis Kuhl. And so we had just talked with them about kind of our need to raise awareness around volunteerism, that most of the kids that come in are boys, and we really need some men to agree to be a mentor for one of the kids in our program. And that kind of, in talking about having an ambassador from the Angels, I suggested, of course, Mike Trout, because why wouldn't you? And kind of simultaneously, Mike was trying to figure out what impact he wanted to make in our community. And the two ideas kind of got married together. The Angels were in full support, as we've worked with them for a long time, and they know us very well. And Mike looked at a couple different organizations and said, you know what, Big Brothers Big Sisters resonates. I get it. I have had some tremendous mentors that have gotten me to where I am today. And so if I can use my influence to raise awareness about volunteerism, I am passionate about doing that. And so Hit It Big recently happened, where Mike said, okay, we're raising awareness about volunteers, but what can we do to maybe raise a little bit of money too? And so you can donate for every home run that Mike hits. And it could be a dollar, it could be $10, it could be $27, as someone recently did. And every time he hits a home run, you donate to our organization. And it's just, it's a cool way to put a little bit of pressure on Mike, but also to have some fun and rally around the Angels and really take the partnership to the next level.
I love it. It's a great idea, and it's a great way for people to, again, motivate our hometown hero, Mike Trout, and also do some good in the process. It's fantastic. So we're going to come back to that and how people can contribute to the Hit It Big with Mike Trout campaign. But before we do that, can you share a brief success story? Maybe tell us a little bit of a real-life situation and how Big Brothers and Big Sisters has impacted some of your kids and mentors.
Yeah, well, just this year, and kind of even folding the Angels into it, we graduated a little over 60 high school graduates this year. And as I said, the majority of them, their parents didn't graduate high school. So when kids come through our door, we're very data-driven organization, so we collect a lot of data. And our kids are telling us, I don't think I'm going to graduate high school because there's nothing special about me. No one in my family has. Who am I to kind of think that I'm going to achieve something any different than my older siblings or my parents or my aunts and uncles? And every single one of our kids ends up graduating from high school because of their mentor. And this year, actually, we had a case, a young boy from Santa Ana, who is the first in his family to graduate high school. And he ended up, he's going to Tufts University on a full ride scholarship that he received from Artie Moreno personally. And it's an incredible opportunity. And his parents don't even know what to think of this. They're incredibly nervous for him, but his mentor has really been the one that pushed him to achieve, pushed him to go outside his comfort zone, not just go to, you know, school here locally, but to achieve his greatest potential, and is the one that's going to, you know, kind of take him to school and make sure that he's settled and that, you know, and support him throughout that process. Because being the first in your family to go to college is a really big deal, and it can be really scary. And we see that every year with 60, 70 kids that their parents, they've already at 18 achieved more than anyone has in their family. And we just know that they're going to be successful, contribute back to our community, and kind of be those future leaders in business because of the grit and adversity that they've overcome. And that's really what we're trying to do. But, I mean, we have these stories every single day here in the agency of kids that come in who just need a little bit of guidance, and they achieve the most amazing things.
Just takes a little bit of effort to make a huge difference in people's lives. And that's what Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Orange County and Inland Empire are doing. I'm talking with Melissa Beck, who is the CEO of that organization. Great story. It always blows my mind how much you can make. People can make a difference. They say they can't make a difference, but sometimes you can be that difference between somebody failing out of high school and going on to a great college and a career, and you don't know what the rest of their lives is going to bring as a result of that. So, Melissa, it's great work that you're doing. Now, let's talk about how do our listeners contribute to the Hit It Big with Mike Trout campaign?
Yes. So they can also get there through our website, or you can go to pledgeit.org/Mike Trout, and it's really easy. It's right on there, and you can put in your credit card information, and it automatically charges you and sends you a little receipt every time Mike hits a home run. So, you know, I've been giving since the beginning. You are more than welcome to give for the, I believe it's 19 home runs he's already hit this season. But we're just getting started, and he's got more to do. And,
oh, the best is coming. The best is coming, right? Right,
the best,
right?
Oh, so, for sure, right?
Just getting warmed up. Are you kidding? So, hey, Angels fans out there, do you want to get involved with Big Brothers and Big Sisters? Go to PledgeIt, PledgeIt, PledgeIt.org/Mike Trout. Sign up and support this angel and this cause for this. Now, you can also learn more about getting involved with Big Brothers and Big Sisters at www.ocbigs.org. It is a fantastic organization. It's great work you're doing, and I'd love to check in at the end of the season and find out how we did with the Mike Trout campaign. Melissa, what do you think?
Absolutely, I would love it.
That's fantastic. It's thank you so much. And by the way, you can follow Big Brothers Big Sisters of Orange County and Inland Empire on Twitter. Just put in at BBBSOC and keep up to date with what's going on with that great organization. But I implore you, if you're a business owner and you're listening to this, get involved. Go to ocbigs.org. If you are a youngster and you're saying, I'm looking for some purpose in my life and I want to give back and I want to help someone else, that's how you get rewards in life, by getting involved with someone else, giving of yourself. Get in touch with Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Orange County and the Inland Empire. Melissa, thank you so much for an enlightening, wonderful conversation, and I look forward to the next time we speak.
Thank you so much. I look forward to it too.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Spike Reel for The Exit Coach. Business owners, can you name the 8 key value drivers that you and your managers should be focusing on to increase the value of your business? Introducing the Sellability Score Index. Visit our website and answer 25 questions about your business, and you will instantly receive your sellability score, showing you how well you stack up in the 8 value driver areas. It's a great management tool. It's absolutely free for our listeners. Just visit exitcoachradio.com and click Get My Sellability Score.
Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you, or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio. Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50 plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions. So